Joining me in the studio, a very good morning to Glenn Milne, who, before we go any further, Glenn, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I didn't realise that was coming. Thank you very much.
21 again. Well, yeah, maybe 22. Right. Maybe 22.
Well, I'm 21 multiplied.
Okay, yeah. All right. Just leave it there.
That's right.
Now, You're here to talk about looking for people to help out with the thrift shops with Salvation Army. Again, before we go any further with that, though, the Redcliffe Centenary. Very, very important. No, it's not going ahead this weekend, of course.
No, it's not.
But next year, same weekend.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be around that weekend. Although, we may do something earlier in the year. Look, it just depends where COVID's going and what's going on at the time. But you've got to pick a weekend where it's not going to clash with anything else. So we've pretty disappointed we couldn't do it this year in the centenary year. But we're going to make sure we celebrate Redcliffe 100. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I know that tentatively you've got it booked for this time next year, but we'll just we'll see. Just watch this space, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep watching the papers, keep watching the Facebook page, and you'll get all that information.
Now, you say about information, I've been to the website and it told me this time next year, so you're fibbing to me. No, that's not quite how it works. No. But
We're aiming for that, but we just have to watch and see what happens with COVID.
We'll get off that. We'll get to the point of business is that the fact that the thrift shops, you need a bit of help. You need a bit of extra help.
So we've got our three thrift shops.
And open again, of course.
Yes, absolutely. And, come down there and get a bargain because there's plenty of goods there. While they've been locked up, they've been cleaning up and donating stuff to the Salvation Army, which is great. But we've got 15th Street, and that's a very busy store. And we're looking for volunteers. Really, we would like to get some people that want to help out on a Saturday. So that's open from 9 till 3 on a Saturday.
Oh, the weekends are tough, aren't they?
Yeah. And, Lynn down there, she works flat out all day Saturday. And it's really tough because we've only got a few staff there. And also with our collection point at the Salvation Army on the corner of 14th and Eddie Wanda.
The Citadel?
Yeah. There's our staff out the back there, they're light on Saturday as well. And, they're sorting through goods as they're donated and getting them ready to go out into the shop. So we need volunteers there. And our shop at Redcliffe's.
You're looking for volunteers there as well?
Yeah, on a Saturday morning. It goes through there. They're open from 9 till 2. So anybody that's free out there on a Saturday, get in contact with me. Just look the Salvation Army up. You can give me a ring on 0409 521 886. That's my mobile phone, so you'll get me anywhere. Or drop into the shops and see us, get a form. But we really need people there to give us a hand.
I've got to ask, how's Ogun going? Because we were just talking off air and I didn't realise, don't go to Ogun enough, obviously we don't take notice, but it's the old railway station hall there that's right next to the railway. It's like on the highway. That's a thrift shop.
Yeah, and it's going fantastic. Now, it opens Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. And our volunteers down there do an amazing job. It's a great little store. It features in the top 10 thrift shops in the Salvation Army's top 10 because they're always selling over their budget.
Oh, really?
Look, they do a fantastic job. But they could do with some more help down there as well. So if you're in the Oyen area and you're looking for something to do, if you have to work for the dole, if you're just bored and whatever, come in and have a talk to Vicky down there. She'll certainly be happy to hear from you and, maybe buy something as well while you're there because that's always good. But
yeah, so drop into just any site and say, look, I'm here. I want to, put my time forward. What do I do? What do I have to do?
Yeah, we've got forms in all the shops that you can fill out to register as a volunteer. And you get good support from the Salvation Army. You get training as part of that. But we also look after our volunteers. So we have a great time.
Good.
you know, most of us, even those of us that work there, you usually go home, you buy a heap of stuff. You know, you get all the, look at all the bargains and buy all the things you don't really need. But
it's a worthwhile
there's
course.
Great items there. Yeah,
yeah, no, there, it is.
And it
there
is a good cause. And look, the money goes back into our community, which
yeah,
is important.
True. It is.
And it's all about supporting the Mildura municipality. So the work that you do actually helps look after those in need in our community. It doesn't go, it goes to Melbourne, but it all comes back and it's all put back into the Mildura area. So that's an important aspect too.
Is,
you're working for our community.
What about if people want to donate stuff? You're still taking donations there at 14th
yeah,
and 81.
The donation
look, sometimes
point.
I go past and I've got a carport there that I can fit one car instead of two in at the moment because I've got a ton of stuff that I've got to give away. And it's like every time I go past, okay, I'll leave it until next week.
I thought you were going to offer us a bit more space to store stuff. But yeah, between 9 and 2, Monday to Saturday, you can drop in and drop off your goods and that gets sorted and then sent back out to the shops.
Easy done. Look at that. Glenn, that's always
great.
Good to talk to you. And again, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dave. Good on you.